Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly, daily, hourly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. So glad to have you with us. Some of you will hear this right here on Facebook Live. Some of you will hear it on my podcast. I do a podcast every Wednesday, and you will probably want to listen to that. So glad to have you with us. The subject today is making a real difference. How do you make a real difference? And I hope you follow me on Facebook. I hope you follow me on my website. I hope you follow my podcasts. I hope you follow all of that because it's one of the ways that you can make a real difference in the life of somebody you know who's struggling with all this stuff. You know somebody that's struggling with all this stuff. They're struggling financially, they're struggling emotionally, they're struggling in so many ways. If you've ever talked to someone who has a really ill spouse, you can see it in their faces, you can hear it in their voices. You know when it's happening. What are you doing for that person to make a difference in their life? Well, I take them chicken soup. That's great. When the chicken soup is gone, they're still dealing with a demented husband or father or grandfather or somebody with Parkinson's or MS or whatever it is. You have a chance to make a real difference. And one of the ways that you do that is by staying informed about what's really going to happen. You see over my left shoulder over here, all those files, those are all people in nursing homes. And I have a box of them getting ready to go to storage behind me. They're all people who were ill. They're all people who are frail. They're all people with families. They're all people who are in need. And what they're in need of most is the truth. They're most in need of knowing what they can do and what they can't do. They're most in need of knowing what's available to them. Can they get a free nursing home? Can they get Medi-Cal? Can they get veterans benefits? What's the best nursing home? How do you pick the best home care? How do you make a difference? How do you make sure that somebody's getting the best care possible? When's it the right time to go in? Do you know about the new Medicare rating system? You better. Do you know about admission versus discharge? You don't? You better. Do you know what the difference between rehab and a nursing home? Do you know the games that nursing homes play? Do you know what's the games that discharge planners play? Do you know all of that stuff when it comes to the issues of aging for someone that you know and love and care about? You have a chance to make a difference. And again, the best way of doing that, the best way of knowing that I know of, is to continue to listen to me, to get to my workshop. I have three workshops coming up this Saturday. Saturday, what is that? The 19th. Where's my calendar? It's the 19th. At 10, 11, and 12. They're free. They're at my office here in Sacramento. They're limited to 10 people per workshop. 10, 11, and 12. They're the same workshop. You can choose. They're 45 minutes long. How much is it worth to you to make a difference in your life or your family's life by knowing how to deal with what you're facing? Is it worth 45 minutes of your time to get to a workshop? Is it worth an hour of your time or one of my clinics? I've actually changed the name to clinics because they really go along the healthcare continuum line. Can you spend an hour coming in to see me? It's free. Can you have the conversation with that person or that person's family that this is really a big deal and it's not going to get better, it's going to get worse? It's going to become financially untenable. I did a workshop last week and I was asking people there. I said, you know, how many of you have a house and a couple hundred thousand? And I said, don't tell me. Just how many of you have a house and a couple hundred thousand? And the couple hundred thousand is rainy day money. Well, what happens when the rainy day comes? What do you mean, Bob? Well, dad goes goofy. Dad goes into the home. You spend $200,000 on assisted living or nursing home care or whatever it is, memory care. And now dad dies. Mom's income goes down by 40% because she lost most of dad's income. And the rainy day money is gone. The fastest growing group of impoverished people in the United States today are the wives of men who died in nursing homes. Because the money is gone. It has been spent on care. And Mildred doesn't have that money then to take care of herself or to live a decent life. Are you ready to make a difference in somebody's life? Whose life are you ready to make a difference in? How do you do that? Well, you get to one of my clinics. Again, they're coming up real soon. They're coming up this Saturday at 10, 11, and 12. How do you make a reservation? Go to my website. There's a portal there, or call me. All the information is next to me, next to you on my Facebook page. Or if you can't read or want to take the time to read, you can always call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. But you can sign up. And today as I speak, I have a half-page ad running in the Sacramento Bee. Go find it and sign up. Go find the ad. If you take the Bee, it's in the first section of the Bee. It's a half a page. I think it's blue and green are the colors. It's a color ad. It's a nice ad, by the way. Go to the ad. It'll give you all the information you want and sign up for the workshop. Coming up this Saturday, October the 19th. Today is what, by the way? Today is October the 15th, so you still have time. Don't wait to make a difference in someone's life. You have the chance to make a difference. Who is that person? Your husband, your wife, your friend, your best friend's wife, your best friend's husband, your Nana, your grandpa, your Aunt Tilly, your aunt, cousin Fred. Who is it? Go make a difference in their life. And one of the best ways to do that is simply point them toward me. And the information that's available here and at my workshops and in my book, Navigating Frailty. It's time to make a difference. Not by saying, oh, did you hear about Mildred? You know, she's having a really tough time. And I just feel so, I'm so sympathetic to her plight. Mildred doesn't need sympathy. She needs help. She needs correct help. Not the kind of help that I see all the day that's done and all day long is done improperly, incorrectly, and cost people thousands. I saw one the other day that's going to probably cost them $250,000 because of something that was done incorrectly. Don't be caught unprepared. Go make a difference in the life of your family, in the life of somebody you love, by getting them in touch with me, getting to one of my clinics, getting in to see me, following me on Facebook or on my podcast. I do a live podcast every Wednesday on my website. You can go listen to it every Wednesday, and every Wednesday at noon, there's going to be a podcast. So I'll be doing more Facebook Lives, more information, more clinics, but you have a chance today to make a difference in someone's life. Who's it going to be, and how are you going to make a difference? Thanks so much for joining me. Look for more right here, Assets and Aging, Facebook Live, and my podcast on my website, Assets and Aging. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you next time. Check every couple days, and always invite somebody to follow me on Facebook. Again, that's at Facebook/Assets and Aging. Lots of information, lots of help. Make a difference in someone's life today. Thanks so much. We'll see you later.